Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hate to miss Troy Aikman being up at the station, but yeah. The weather seems to be absolutely atrocious out there. It would be a rough ride down Central Expressway. But how are we doing? Hello, everyone.
Man, we are doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, boys. So, okay. We have a good, we've got to get out on time, too, for Troy, so let's get this thing cooking.
All right, here we go.
What would have made for a more entertaining Cowboys offseason? The Cowboys drafting Shadur. The Cowboys hiring Bill Belichick to come down with his 18-year-old girlfriend.
Not talking about those.
She's 24.
Or Jerry naming Spalding as head coach a couple of months ago.
Man, I think the Belichick thing at this point would
be the most entertaining. Yeah. Because Shadur, yes, you're going to get... I mean, he's not going to play.
Right.
So it just wouldn't be anything. It's just him standing on the sideline or just watching him, you know, do things in preseason or whatever. That would be it.
Can you imagine?
But Belichick?
Because his introductory press conference, all the reporters that cover the Cowboys that are up there trying to... And she goes, we're not answering that.
Seattle.
Can you hear?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would add to a incredible circus that's happening right now.
That'd be nuts.
That would be crazy.
What if Dion would have been hired as the coach and they drafted Shadur?
Okay. Now you're talking... That's... Right. That will be the most entertaining thing.
Give me my theme music!
So if he would have been hired and they drafted Shadur, and just throw this out there for any team, is he starting? Like,
here?
Will he start his son no matter what?
No.
But what? So what do you do? Like, in that scenario...
What if they traded Dak?
Come on. Like, Dion comes in. Dion comes in and is like, it's going to be Shadur and Dak's done?
Yeah, there's That's no ridiculous. Way he can do that. There's not a chance.
He just accepts this massive dead cap, doesn't even care.
Because he's starting his son.
It's ridiculous. Come on.
Okay, on the back to the Bill Belichick front. So he's 74, she's 24. Could you have dated Miriam Adelson as a 25-year-old when she was 75?
Damn it.
There's no way.
Yes.
Heck yeah, I could have.
No, you couldn't? She'd take off her clothes, you start crying.
No, who cares about that? I'm living in the lap of luxury. I have courtside seats to the game. I'm probably sitting on a golden toilet.
She's
wiping my bottom with $100 bills.
Dude, you're 25. She's 75.
I'm down. Let's go. Call me. I'll do it now.
The only way it could happen, she'd have to make you pass out and then somehow make it work.
Well,
you
could
not consciously do that as a 25-year-old.
Yeah,
well, why?
25?
How can the women do it?
When the
how can the women all do it?
When you were 25, if the wind blew,
I don't know,
you were rated for action. So that that would be no problem.
How did Anna Nicole Smith date a 90-year-old when she was 25 or whatever? How old that guy was?
Man, I don't know.
Again, you're living in the lap of luxury.
I guess you could.
You'll manage.
If I was having that done, though, I would have to have like open suitcases of money behind her head so I could be. This is why it's happening.
He visual aid.
Dude, I think that you could get caught up pretty easily. Think about how dumb you were. Well, think about how dumb you are now.
Yes.
Now, how dumb you were when you were 25.
I mean, I guess.
And how you have no money. None of us did. I didn't have a dollar when I was 25. I mean, I was working up at the station making like $5 an hour, $6, whatever it was. Like, I had nothing. And if someone says,
and Edith Bunker,
you have.
Yeah, Edith Bunker rolls up on you that's rich as all outdoors and says, hey, come stay with me, live with me, you're fine.
I mean, to be fair, at 25, there are probably a couple people that I could point to and be like, man, what was I doing?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, of course. But I mean, think about having $0 and then not millions. Billions.
But then you're just a male prostitute.
You wouldn't even think about it.
Yes, you are. What do you think Jordan Hudson is with Bill Belichick? Same thing.
I don't think she's a lady of the night. I think they love each other.
Please.
I'm not saying she's a lady of the night, but look, if Belichick was a plumber or whatever, worked at Wendy's, she ain't dating him.
A plumber. That's fair. That's true.
That's a business decision.
No, I would imagine there's negotiations that go on in that, and he gets some things that he's always fantasized about, and she's rich and famous.
Yes.
And again, it's not even all about that either. I'm going to contend
that they haven't seen, they haven't slept in the same bed in a month. This is all business, man.
You don't think they engage?
Nope.
There is no way.
It benefits
them. Then why is he with her?
No, that doesn't even make sense. You're wrong.
Okay. I'm just saying it's benefiting both of them. And he's getting the short end of the stick.
So is she, yeah. Probably.
Well, I think she is, too, because she's coming across now as the Wicked Witch of the West, and her reputation for the rest of her life is going to be tied to this, or at least, you know, for the foreseeable future. She's tied to this,
right?
And she literally is Yoko, and people hate her.
I think the hole in his shirt in that interview is a cry for help. He's trying to get the message across.
Signal.
Yeah, he's trying to get the message across that, please help me. With that Holy Navy shirt. And no one knew. No one caught the signal but me. And I can't do anything. I'm just here in Dallas. No one's going to listen to me.
Would a star Stanley Cup wipe out most of the butthurt from the Luka trade?
No. I don't think so. And I love the Stars. But it's totally... I don't even associate the two together.
I don't either, but... Man, there's something about, like, I mean, when the Rangers won...
It'd be awesome.
I don't even know what the Cowboys were doing. I don't remember. I have no memory of that Cowboy, whatever was happening at that time. None.
It'll take more than a Stanley Cup. Dallas is going to be happy.
Hello.
Would be happy. Everyone would be excited, but... Nah.
A Super Bowl, maybe.
That'll help the healing faster than a Cup.
You have not won a Stanley Cup in 25 years.
You haven't won a Super Bowl in 30.
26.
I know, but I mean, it's a huge deal. I think I'm not saying it would wipe out, because there are a lot of people, regardless how much fun I think playoff hockey is, there are people that just hear that won't watch it.
Right.
Which is weird.
It is, because it's awesome.
It is. There is nothing like it.
If the Stars win the Cup in June, and then the Cowboys make a run in the fall and win the Super Bowl, that might do it.
Well, we know one of those is not going to happen.
Hey, come on, man. The Stars have a shot.
This is from our buddy Ryan Baldwin. He says, you get to time travel once to any past sporting event,
guys,
and get the best seats in the house. However, whatever sport you choose, you can never go see another game of that sport. Hmm. What do you go see?
That's a really
good question. I know this sounds really weird, but I feel like that we've all got an opportunity to see some really cool sporting events, and I don't know what could top some of the stuff that we've seen, but I would love to have gone to one of the Ollie Frazier or Ollie Foreman fights. You know, the Thrill in Manila.
That's true, because who cares
Frazier
if you ever watch boxing
great.
Again?
Well, I kind of care. That would hurt me if I won't be able to watch it again.
You can't ever go again in person, or you cannot watch it at all?
I think you can never go again in person.
Okay, because then I may take like a Masters, something like that. Because if I never go to another golf tournament live, I'm probably okay with that.
Okay, I can see that. One of Tiger's wins.
I think I would do boxing. And you would pick boxing too, Donovan, because it's not like you would be dying to go.
Yeah, you could see Rocky and Drago.
Drago?
I don't want to watch that one. That would be Ali Frazier would be a fine boxing match to go to. But we have
Ollie Foreman. I mean, come on.
Hearns Hagler, the greatest three rounds of that would have been
that
really
was too
cool
fast.
To be there.
That was too quick.
Now you may be right.
That was like me with Miriam Adelson.
Jeez, man.
Holy That's crap, the other thing. Baby. You're just, Matt's like going for 4 hours.
Okay.
Like,
hey, all right.
Why me?
Can't do it.
Oh, I enter that.
Golly. I need another sack of money back there, please.
My face would be numb.
But he's trying. Okay. Instead of thinking about the baseball lineup to, it's the reverse. He's just thinking about all the beer.
That's how she gets me. She just lines up all these beers behind her pillow, and I'm like, yes. She's like, okay, 10 more minutes and you can drink one.
I mean, on a Saturday, she could get it 4 or 5 times if that's the case.
Is she currently dating? I know her that old fart died.
I don't know. I don't know her dating history.
I don't know, man. Maybe she's on...
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Rob says Andor or The Last of Us. And for either of you, I don't know what you're watching. If you're watching either, I would say Donovan, probably not watching Andor.
No, I'm not watching The Last of Us.
I haven't seen the new seasons of either one. The first seasons were fantastic. I might say Andor. That's tough.
Andor is the best thing Star Wars has done outside of, you know, probably the original three movies.
Right.
But there's something about The Last of Us that has got me completely sucked in. Dude, I can't believe you haven't started the season. Have you not heard anything about it?
No, and I don't like to watch
that. That's a miracle.
I like to wait for it to build up a bit and then I can binge it.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, you need to watch it very soon because something has happened that you're going to find out about and you're going to be like, what?
Okay.
You're going to be pissed. You need to get on it.
All right.
Everybody who has not seen The Last of Us needs to get on it.
I'll watch it tonight.
Seriously, it's an hour and a half total for two episodes. You need to watch it.
Okay.
Does your wife watch it?
Yeah.
It's so good. Donnie, that's one of these things that I don't wildly recommend TV shows. Like, even with us, Succession was tremendous, but there were some people that just didn't, they weren't into it.
Mm-hmm.
God, what's the, but this one, it's graphic and it's violent and all that, but it's so well done. It's so good. Everyone would like The Last of Us. Okay, which sport would look the goofiest with the coaches or coaches wearing uniforms like in baseball? The answer to that is football.
Yeah, that'd be a
Andy
little goofy.
Reed looking like the punt, pass, kick competition.
Football ball.
Yeah.
Especially if they
and imagine like Bill Belichick wearing a football uniform at 75 or Tom Landry doing that at 70 or Marv Levy. These guys get to be like old.
But just think of Rick Carlisle having to dress like a Tyrese Halliburton. And he has the arm sleeve and headband.
How about Parcells out there just decked out in a...
That'd be great.
Full-fledged.
Okay, that like Tom Thibodeau, who has the worst haircut in the history of professional sports, right now with looking like, you know, he's kind of fat and hairy shoulders and all. Like,
how do you know they're hairy?
Trust me.
You don't know that.
It's like saying...
That's shoulder shaming.
You knew that EA snored. How did you know? Because you know. I know Tom Thibodeau has hairy shoulders.
All right, Corby, thank you so much. That's the Birdhouse for this week. Thank you, P1s. We truly appreciate it.